边界就是没动车没动力气你的肩膜的上去进度没得被我如果那么多心我是不会说一旦我不如说那么的路你要把要命
上我去
去到做些就能吧
想就
把多大的些事情他也只有你别说难听
罗罗别是上天都不认识上岸去去到处去就
能吧
想就把多大的些事情大哥也只有
你别说难听
罗罗别是上天都不认识上岸去
去到处去就能吧
想就把得到你是不是去大黑
去就是你的送龙街
若老面是送街路不来我老师马上能给他的你们身体他们就得到他家老娘们把羊到我左边三级级公保人不及今天就脱不了下跪提到不了下跪切到他们确认不及三年被各种生聚集生气这些生命观念生不了生
Let me remind all of ourselves to cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. With that kind of bodhicitta motivation, or we call changjujisem motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching.
No, no. I don't know how much you're doing this. Yeah. That gay chicky car is an honor. I'm a chit and getting in and that chit so church. I'm thinking of it.
As practitioners of spirituality or Dharma, I feel that it is important for us to recognize and consider that Dharma or spirituality is more important than worldly matters or worldly actions.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what I just want to get across to you is this, that as practitioners, we should recognize and consider Dharma or spirituality as more important than mundane things and mundane activities. And the reason why that should be the case is because when we look within ourselves, what are we really seeking deep down? All of us are seeking happiness here and now and happiness that will last forever, the kind of happiness and peace that we could enjoy in the state of nirvana, liberation, and enlightenment. In order to have real happiness here and now, and also the happiness of nirvana, we need to cultivate spirituality or dharma because it is the source from which we could find such a happiness.
Well, then you think the shower can reach in there, shower kitchen can reach in there. And then that shower summer pinch in the pain at that Kira Kabulis. When the church is drawing Kira Kabulis.
When we look into mundane things and activities, whether we may categorize them as something, you know, how should I say, you know, big events or activities or small or whatever the case may be. But it is really hard to see mundane activities, big or small, you know, to lead us to the kind of happiness that we are seeking. And also, you know, it is rather hard for the mundane activities to be, you know, spiritual, you know, to be spiritual activities.
Do you think Shavata Kandi Chihinaya? Tā rāngla pēnchū pāyāne, tā rāngla āne shāvā shāma pēnchū nē, tā nēyā gātā jūjī chāyāngu arvās.
If we you know, look into mundane activities deeply, we can see that you know, instead of getting benefited by them, especially in terms of you know, many lifetimes, or we're thinking about the future lives, mundane activities that we engage in may even be detrimental to our, you know, future lives.
Right. So we can see that the carbo and the nabo nachan shi ki dan ya kan dan dema ko zonu ta tin de ki pa ru pa lin de sung do te yung go sar bas.
From another point of view, we may be able to look at mundane activities or worldly activities in three different ways. There are those mundane activities which are, you know, basically negative activities or actions. And then there are mundane activities which are, relatively speaking, positive activities or positive actions. And then there are mundane activities which are kind of a mixed, you know, bag, which are, you know, not completely positive, but not completely negative. They are kind of mixed with a hodgepodge thing here. And so we may be able to see that within mundane activities we engage in, there are those three different types.
And take our reason, when you think of it, you think of it, you think of it, rank and yin la ani phaya che to da antin da ko ne le yang 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 ni ando pu chi chu share ke tin de ke ani land of the saving na tan ji ti le re gu ti na ta ani sho shema yang ki ngun te ten la ani yin ki rang la ani kar se da lo sho la zu de jo ya tan de ngun go do was.
Examples of positive worldly activities, the mundane activities, may include karmas or actions that we undertake, let's say in order to be of some benefit to others, or that in order for us to find our wealth, you know, in our future lives, and to find maybe a better rebirth, and that much, nothing more. And so such mundane activities, you know, may bring those outcomes, but basically they are, you know, not going to liberate us from the state of suffering or from cyclic existence or samsara. So such activities basically, you know, bring the outcomes within samsaric existence.
Kaya sana, sanju ji sem ta, ngenjung sanbe mazin pe gawa ki dhubi yina, ta ti, ane, shiva shema ta, susu ane, dendu ting na da, ngendu ting na kaya ta, shiva shema, nekab ji devan jume ki, ju ji sahu yaris, yina yako, sanju ji, kompato yak jun dhugu yama, sanju sim si yama rawas, ane thabe jul dhugu yama, kanyis na ngenjung sanbe si yama rawas.
Let me clarify, you know, a few things here. That when we create or accumulate positive worldly activities, or what we call mundane activities, which are not underscored either by a sense of renunciation or the determined wish to be liberated, or by altruistic mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta, such positive mundane activities, they could only become causes of temporary comfort and happiness in samsaric existence. Now the reason why are the following. So without the altruistic mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta, that state of mind, whatever positive actions that we undertake and accumulate, they cannot become causes for us to reach complete enlightened state. In other words, they do not become causes for us to become enlightened beings. Now, without the determined wish to be liberated, or renunciation, Nyenchung in Tibetan, whatever positive actions that we create, yes, they do bring positive results, but within samsara, they do not become causes for us to be free from samsaric existence and its suffering. So, strictly speaking, you know, what we really should be doing is, as you know, in open this today's teaching with a statement that as practitioners, we should consider Dharma or spirituality as more important than mundane things and actions. But when we look at our really situation, and are we doing that or not, it's kind of a very unfortunate thing that we could observe with our own way of doing things. What we seem to be doing is considering mundane actions as more important than spiritual or dharma. And so we take the dharma as kind of a side thing. Okay, I got to do the mundane things first, and then, and all, by the way, sort of I will do something dharma. But what it really should be is the other way around, that we should be focusing more on spirituality or dharma. That's really more important than mundane actions, and take the mundane actions as, by the way, I got to do to survive and do things. And another thing, as practitioners, we should recognize and consider our future life or lives as more important than this life. And of course, you know, we should, you know, find out why, the reasons. You know, without reasons, you know, understanding reasons, then, you know, it may not make much sense.
Yes. Ta karin sa na. Hindi ini ta. Shawa ngami le sa tu jinda kasi shawa ki mi ta ngarang samalo mi shawa ki langyar bas.
Now, when we look at our present situation, we are very fortunate in that we all have this wonderful human life and all the opportunities provided by this life. And these are the results of karmic actions that we did in our past lives. So all of us being members of you know, humanity or human world, in that regard, all human beings, you know, should have accumulated the same karma. It should be the same karma that precipitated our rebirth as a human being, as a member of a human family. So we are all same in that we are human beings. Okay. But as human beings, we do find a lot of differences among ourselves in terms of many areas or you know, variables or factors, if you will, that we you know, differ from each other in terms of what we call in terms of knowledge and understanding and you know, education. We differ from each other in terms of you know, material you know, status, you know, rich and poor, and in between. And you know, in terms of the how you say, in terms of attractiveness and beauty, and there are those who are very beautiful and those who are not beautiful, and in between all those shades of beauty and attractiveness. So all these differences are found, even as we are all same human beings.
That is Sandhangres. That is yeah. Me, Shiva Pinjiji, Litiva Sire, the Yinaya, Tati Mandra Yungu at the Zojich, Lacing at the time, Naran Tamal of Mandra Kisang and Sani, and the Zangi Mangpujitas of his shortest.
So, our precipitating karma may have been the same because we have all been reborn as human beings, but as human beings, we have different life experiences in the matters, few examples I just gave. And why is that? So how could it be, after all, we are all same human beings? Why some are rich, some are poor, some are beautiful and handsome, some are not, and some are highly educated and some are not, and so on and so on. Now what we really see is that there are different types of karmas playing a role in this matter that we ourselves created in the past. So our precipitating karma, you know, was maybe the same, but the karmas which complete our life, as we call it, completing karma, for lack of a more eloquent term, but it makes perfect sense, completing our life, so we see the differences.
Finish karma, that in this, Give a longer day in a day, late kicking around some of those pump are sources in Mandel. Gansa sources of the me leading Toyak, late social cyber. See, I'm late kicking, can I lose any me shall pump it with this unpunctured.
And when I said that, in terms of precipitating karma, you know, we could all have been the same, that we are all reborn as human beings. By that, I do not mean to state as if, you know, there was this kind of universal karma, only one karma, that precipitated the rebirths of all of us, you know, billions of people in this world. That's not the case. Each of us, you know, did and accumulate individual karmas to be reborn as a human being. So we should not think as if there is some kind of a cosmic, you know, human karma somewhere, and that is the only cause which made us all human beings. But that's not the case.
So that the reason that Shavan Dilikan, social courage, so many in a tete, social namite, namikin debute, laced up namikin debute, mean terror was. The Zayaka Yaman.
So, whatever we have already experienced in this life, good, bad, and others, these have been the outcomes of, you know, karmas that we ourselves personally accumulated in the past. And whatever we have already experienced, there's nothing we could do about it because the karmas have already ripened and we have experienced them or we are experiencing them.
Young. The psyche was so good as of you, Jay, do us. In terms of carriers and some do us, yeah.
Well, if you know, we cannot change the results of the karmas that have already ripened or are ripening upon us, then you might wonder, okay, what about, you know, that you know, the changes people are trying to bring into their life, you know, the cosmetic changes, all kinds of, I think that's what Geshe-la was thinking about, I assume, you know, all kinds of surgeries and, you know, this suction and that suction, whatever. So what's all about that? Can't we really change the look and, you know, size and whatever?
tan darin dog no na ya ko tadin dwaya ta dusin dog dusin dwaya ya le ki sang ko te ga le ti na karse na mi ye yungu ya reste.
But you know, the interesting thing is that the actions undertaken by an individuals who are trying to modify themselves, you know, they're creating new karmas, which will bring you know, different outcomes, or which do bring different outcomes.
Yes. Now, late karist, late sani tatigi ko late sani ti sabengi desa ki hukurva ti zubuk thol degi amaris. Pensin dele le zangbo sani na ngemba sabi ndi shiva shima le randa nyendu shu yungu yaris. So, ta tsin dele le saba de ya desa to kaba degu yamita ya sani ki tanguris.
So as we talk about, you know, good and bad karmas that be you know, accumulated in the past, and the results of, you know, which, you know, we are experiencing now, or we could experience in the future. But another thing that we need to consider is, you know, where do karmas get stored or preserved? You know, in other words, we create a lot of karmas here and now, but these karmas are not stored in our body. Body is not the storehouse of the karmas or the karmic imprints. But when we take, you know, when we undertake actions of the karmas, these karmas leave their imprints or deposit their propensities on our state of mind. So our mind is the real storehouse or the carrier of the karmic imprints from one life into another life.
That tell ne pakcha yasa tell give me the pakcha yasa tell ta tanta ma mangbo ting mandra yor ta te mangbo ken chara sung go chugres.
So this is where even within the, you know, different philosophical traditions in Buddhism, and of course, you know, non-Buddhist philosophers have their views on this matter. So what kind of a mind or a consciousness that stores the karmic imprints and that carries the karma from one life into another? So this matter has been contested, and different, how should I say, philosophical standpoints have been made. So I do not want to go into those things and confuse you, you know, more.
No, no. Give me a lesson, the Pacha Yasa, the social sensitive gatherers. That the Tanjo illusion, that talking, that only Yasa Tavan, that chivalrous.
So, just to simplify the matter, according to the highest Buddhist school of tenet of thought, we call Prasangika Madhyamika school or Tengurwa in Tibetan. When we create karmas, good and bad, or neither, these karmas deposited their propensities or latencies, the imprints, on our mental consciousness, on our mind.
So, padem dawata ba ko man jubon la dawa malu lele she prasungs dawa malu pa de lele she ba sanje chom de kan nang yo res ndole at sempa nin le chang yo mais ta de ge me ge pa cha ge sem ko tole ma ge sem to ma ya na te ane le de yung ma res sempa nin le chang yo mais de son cha ta pa cha ge se de sem ko tole ya yo res sem sa sem ki ju de she ba shimal pan do yin sane ge me ge ane pa cha te yan de so le yung yo res.
Great Indian master Acharya Chandrakirti, in his supplement to the middle view of Madhyamik Avatar, states clearly, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said, all different types of the beings and the different environmental world systems are the outcome of positive and negative karmic actions. And these negative and positive karmic actions leave their imprints on mind. If there were, you know, no mind to begin with, then there could not be positive and negative karmas. So basically what Chandrakirti is telling us is that, you know, what connects one life to the next life is our mind. And our mind is, you know, carries the imprints of positive and negative actions from one life into another life, and we experience the results of those karmas.
Tende son cha ta shwa shima de gen yong jure ta yong jung il chani ta te ke chim bu chagur ta chen di ta da ngaran so pe shun de shun shun char re jada shwa shima de pe yong ju son cha ta ti le zo ta ya bu zo ya te pe ya bu ki shun yong ya ke ta sang de ngaran so pang gu ga re.
So why do we need to give more importance to future life or lives than this life? One of the reasons is that this life is already here, for good or bad. It is here, we have already experienced it to a great extent, but the future life is not yet here. It is something which has not yet arisen, has not come into being or existence. So therefore, it makes much more sense for us to pay more attention to future life so that we will be able to, to whatever extent we could, determine what kind of life we would like to have in the future.
Rangi ni ji nani uni se yin ta yin zo che che gu yo res ran le ni mi yin ta sin ji yin ta sin me chang ba ma da sin ji yin da ran le sin ji yin cham ma lo ta ge che wa zu gu yo res.
Now another thing, as practitioners we should keep in our mind and we need to do is we need to consider others as more important than self. So when I say others, I literally mean all other sentient beings, not just the fellow human beings. Yes, there are, except oneself, all other human beings are other human beings. But we're not just confined to human world alone, but we are thinking about sentient beings across the universe. And so we need to learn, or we need to, attach more importance to others than self.
Oh, no. That thing junsei khe kuris. Junsei karre se na rana ane tsen debu de kibu. Ta tsen de shewa shema te nyingarre. Rana debu de kibu yunga te ta ye te karre se na ye yena ten yungu eris. Ye senki yena ten yungu eris.
Of course, again, we want to know the reasons why we should consider others more important than self. And then it would make more sense and it would stay with us. It's when we think in terms of comforts and happiness, either in this life or in future lives, others are really important to us. As a matter of fact, they are the basis, for creating, for finding comfort and happiness in this and future lives. So they are, in some sense, source of our comforts and happiness.
That the son of Chunju Jagton Tangbina, Rang and it's in the any Lutensi, Tangana Yig Togo Thompson, Togo Totako, and that the any devil that she will level, that condition in the United, Joe Sinjin Latin, Sinjin Yelatin Sung to us.
Just kind of trying to scratch the surface of the matter here. When we think in terms of this life, and when we think of how did this life begin, in my case, well, we know that this body which we have, it has come from, others' efforts and, others', help here. And now, even as we are living this life, we think in terms of the basic necessities of life, food, clothing, and shelter. How do we get them? Because it is through the kindness of others. And so when we even think in terms of becoming famous, and I want to have a status and name, all these things are accomplished, relating to others and independence upon others. So therefore, others are very important, to our life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm going to talk about the lana me bayan do yanda ma zobi sanje komba thob thob denghi ta tendi nyinghi ina na ta sanje jo sanje yin thamje na tengu yo re desa ma se en tari te alete sun.
So even in the, how should I say, the worldly matters here, if you will, that others play a very important role in our life, and they are important to us. And now when we go beyond that, we go into more sort of a transcendental, spheres or matters, for us to be able to be free from samsara, single existence, or to become a Buddha, enlightened being, we really need others. Without others, we cannot attain nirvana and enlightenment.
That tende song sa ane gihilar thamba ke tanda lojun tsiji ma thamba ndo wa dan singe thamje ni yin no bi la pe ten chu dub samba ta ke pran zemba ke da ra ra ke ban zebi kin da yin ke ban zebi kin zin na na ni ji na ne yin ke ban zebi kin zi ta na pa zel le tre yor chen gres.
In this regard, I would like to quote the words of great Kadamba Geshe Langri Thangpa in his eight verses mind training or thought transformation lojong. And as Geshe quoted the stanza from his memory, which states, may I be able to see all sentient beings as much more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel. And through reliance upon them, I would be able to accomplish both my temporary and ultimate purposes. With that kind of understanding, may I be able to cherish them both day in and day out. And that's how important sentient beings are to us in terms of fulfilling the purposes of our life.
Ona kong te sungba te ane shinjung gu duja ten so gon sungba te sta kona gu lusi ane kong ane tu gu gombal tinde yeba ki ta ngu sung yeri yina ya zo sung sa de shinjung gu duja ten maran so gon sungba te sta ta maran so tuba sha gu resi.
So such words of great master Langri Thangpa Geshe, Kadamba Geshe, of course he didn't need to say those things to himself. I mean, he already did that and he experienced them. But he said those things which represented his real intention, and he wanted to communicate his ideas to us so that we, the members of his posterity, would adopt this kind of thinking, line of thinking, and follow this line of thinking.
But the ran kepan de bikin this ta ye ne ran le ye kepan zin ya ke te jong re ma to te ne so so ne sang to le jonda ma jena te de yo ya ma yo ma rwas.
So basically we are talking about two things here. There is what we call self-cherishing attitude, and then there is the attitude cherishing others, other sentient beings. So we need to, cherish others more than self. Of course, that is easier said than being done, because it involves a lot of mind training, lojong, thought transformation, in order to be able to feel deep down in our bones and marrows that others are really much more important than I am, and I need to cherish them more than myself. So that kind of a feeling, genuine feeling, stable feeling, has to come through training of the mind. It just doesn't come on its own, or it can't pop up just on its own.
Ta jondi sani ta rang thili yong ke ta alung ngwe la do sam tang re rang le rang phama ji cha che la chi ta ne na ti abu yabu kon sun na ane rang le ane phama ta rang ping ga zo rang le cha che la chi ta rang chim se ta ane garo ton da ngar ngo khe ba ta ngo khe mi sam lo ta yinje ma ba shin te rimbe re pa ja lo de ja chiru chiru tang shin ne lo de tambo rang thir yo ba tang tin te ni ta jang ne ne ja chiru chang te singe tham ki la singe tham ki ra ne rang le ne ᱟ ᱪᱟᱪᱷᱚ ᱡᱮ ᱪᱤᱛᱷᱚᱵᱮ ᱠᱤᱱᱫᱩ ᱥᱤᱱ ᱯᱟᱭ ᱨᱮᱢᱵᱮᱨᱤ ᱢᱤ ᱡᱚᱝᱜᱩᱨ ᱢᱟᱛᱚ ᱛᱟᱢᱵᱚ ᱦᱚᱯ ᱛᱮ ᱠᱟᱱᱮ ᱭᱚᱭ ᱢᱟᱨᱚᱢᱟᱥ
ᱥᱚ ᱟᱨ ᱜᱚᱞ ᱤᱥ ᱴᱩ ᱠᱟᱞᱴᱤᱵᱮᱴ ᱟ ᱡᱮᱱᱩᱭᱤᱱ ᱮᱴᱤᱴᱤᱭᱩᱰ ᱪᱮᱨᱤᱥᱤᱝ ᱟᱫᱟᱨᱥ ᱢᱳᱨ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱥᱮᱞᱯ ᱫᱮᱴ ᱦᱟᱥ ᱴᱩ ᱠᱟᱢ ᱛᱷᱨᱩ ᱥᱟᱥᱴᱮᱱᱰ ᱢᱟᱭᱤᱱᱰ ᱴᱨᱮᱱᱤᱝ ᱚᱨ ᱞᱚᱡᱚᱝ ᱯᱨᱮᱠᱴᱤᱥ And where do we begin, or how do we begin this, you know, mind training? Of course, we have to begin it at a very personal level. You know, we need to learn or train our mind to cherish, for example, our parents more than ourselves. We need to cherish, say, our family members, other family members more than oneself. Now, as we get better with that, then maybe we go with extended family members, and then we go into the next door neighbors and cherish them more than ourselves. Then we slowly extend that attitude to, you know, more and more people in the neighborhood, and then to the all the people in the same locality. And then once we do that, we go beyond that and now extend this attitude from the local to the global level. And then go beyond that and try to extend it to all sentient beings, you know, in the entire universe, you see. So that's how it has to begin at home. So what is involved in our mind training is, you know, to cultivate love and compassion for others. Of course, you know, again, that has to be personalized and localized at the beginning. You know, we first try to cultivate love and compassion to just few individuals or beings, and then we slowly, slowly extend them to more beings and more individuals. And that's how we try to cover the all sentient beings with love and compassion. So I have shared a few thoughts, this morning, and I would encourage you to, you know, investigate these thoughts and ideas and find out whether they do make sense or, you know, not. I run through the just to run through the main list. This is in my footnote. We need to recognize and consider Dharma as more important than mundane affairs.
Wait a minute. That's it.
Don't need to put a footnote there. Okay, so first thing, I began saying that, you know, we need to recognize and consider spirituality or Dharma as more important than mundane things and activities. Having said that, at our personal level, each of us has to figure out whether we are doing that or not. But through our self-examination, if we find out that we consider mundane activities and things as more important than Dharma or spirituality, then we have, you know, gone wrong in our thinking and position.
And
next we need to consider of this and future life, which one do we consider more important? And through self-examination, we find out that we are so much caught up with the affairs of this life and activities that somehow we forgot a future life, then we have really gone wrong.
我那些呢, 这些我什么等的, 做我心里, 这些你等的,
what we should be doing is that we consider, you know, future lives as more important and work more towards and for future lives and do the things we need to do this for this life, sort of a secondary thing. You know, by the way, we got to do to survive this life, but it's not, you know, as important as our future lives.
Mm-hmm. 我那些那他, 人都做些个事, 人都有些个事, 但是马上不行, 人都有些, 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 人都有些,
and then we need to consider others as more important than self, and we have to now ask the question to ourselves, do I consider others more important than self? Do I cherish others more important than myself? Now, if we find out, you know, negative answer to the question, that is to say that I cherish myself more than others, then we have gone wrong in our way of thinking. So as I just said, relating to the importance of others, more importance of others than self, so we talk about the two types of cherishing attitude, self-cherishing attitude and other-cherishing attitude. So which one do we have? And if we see that we are holding self-cherishing attitude, but we don't have cherishing attitude towards others, then we have gone wrong,
attitude.
So what it should be is that we should cherish others more than self. Of course, that does not mean we don't cherish ourselves at all, but we cherish self, you know, in that context, that we cherish self so that we will be able to cherish others more.
So that's how we should be thinking.
What do Bodhisattvas do? Bodhisattvas are completely dedicated, to the betterment of all other sentient beings, and that is what they are focused upon. And through such dedication, they fulfill their self-interest on the way. So they are taking care of themselves indirectly or by the way, but they are really dedicated towards and for other sentient beings. But now what we are doing is just the opposite, that we are completely dedicated to self, and we are not dedicating ourselves to others. And so where are we now? If we look at our situation, we really haven't been, you know, achieved much through such dedication to the self and forgetting others. Whereas Bodhisattvas dedicated completely for others and less for the self, and they have accomplished a great deal. So I have been doing such contemplation or thinking, and then I started to realize that, you know, we have been making such errors or mistakes in our thinking and positions. As we look at ourselves, honestly, what we find is that when it comes to, spirituality, cultivating spirituality and engaging in spiritual activities, we are lacking quite much behind. And when it comes to doing negativities or things involving negativities, we are, it seems like, ahead of game. You see, just like, you know, we can just jump right into negativities, and there's no hesitation, or there is no, like, you know, we make quite an advancement in doing negativities. We are far ahead of the game. But in terms of spiritual actions, we are lacking much, way behind.
No, no. Then, ngarang ke sana tulis tangping, sesa tindi jani ngarang tu sama loke, tak cuci dongke sokai, ane tak sana ya ko tangsi ngarang tu jini, ki, nang ke seng thole, susu ane duju ke shawat te kandi, zangi kandi yungu yami tak cuci ya ko sena mati abu menduas.
So I have been doing such contemplations for myself, and I would advise you to do the same thing, because as practitioners, you know, we really need to engage in such contemplation and investigation of what we are really thinking inside us, and we need to try to bring that inner transformation, positive transformation within ourselves. So we really need to check with our own way of thinking in you know, regularly or in everyday life.
Well, that can see.
With that as a preface, you know, for today's teaching, I'm going to move into where we left off, you know, last time in our wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Advices.
Tembal la, kunci sumcis, kadang kunci sumcis, kunci sumber itu botol wasi, sehingga wasi, ini pusing wasi, tak kena sumber dulu, kadang kunci sum sum sugar. Kunci sum itu dia ni, dah drum tembal yang tu sejak hiu betul. Dah dia tak yang dia pun coba sebalas, dah ke dia tak, yang je dia pun coba sebalas, ini tawa tak siapa ni je, tak siapa ni je nani. अने कर कहीं चेक रहे कर कहीं चेक रहे से आखिर दो।
So now we begin with a new set of questions, and so again it says the three Kadamba brothers, we call them three Kadamba brothers, Kuchesum, asked Domtenba another question. First, let me re-recognize the three Kadamba brothers, and they are Geshe Podawa, Geshe Chenawa, and Geshe Puchungwa. So these three are often referred to as three Kadamba brothers.
Honest.
And they asked Great Domtenba, in order to benefit both self and others utmost, to the greatest extent, which of these two things is more important to the view, which is called Tawa, which is the philosophical view or the view of the nature of phenomena, and the conduct. So which of these two things is more important, the view or the conduct, you know, explicated in Buddhism?
Mm-hmm. That then, don't tempe any tempe kata ma kalin number ta. Kalin dan ni tempe he ni. Ten je kansa jiks, ta kansa jiks ta, ten je kansa jik. Tikba jimbe gol hyuk ni is ta. Tikba jimbe gol hyuk ba shi, ya gol hyuk ba shi. Tikba jimbe gol hyuk ya te kare se na yang, shanju se rangju li shi gu gara ma tu, ngaran so tikba jimbe gol hyuk sikhi ya mara ta. Nanzi ta tikba jimbe le meba kira ma. Tikba jimbe gol hyuk se ya te, ane, Tikin lam tu, ini si sembius dengar je. Sembius sem tu, tikin lah sih jogor apa. Jadi tikin zaman ni kan ni yang kini cikis. Dah kini je tu, dah tang kini je tu, pun juga siapa la. Tawa tang, tawa number tawa tu, siapa number tawa ni, sungguh dia kuis ada. Tapi ini betul sungguh dia kuis.
So the great Domtenba answered the following. Having entered into the Mahayana path, an individual who would like to benefit both self and others the most, to the greatest extent, should integrate both the pure view and the pure conduct. Those two things, the pure view and the pure conduct, must be integrated together. So now let me explain what he meant by like someone who has entered into the Mayana path. Now this does not simply mean that, okay, somebody becomes a follower of Mayana. What this really means is that someone who has cultivated the altruistic mind of enlightenment of Bodhicitta, who has it, who experiences altruism, such a person has entered the Mayana path. And all of us are here, we aspire for that. You know, we would like to become or enter into Mayana path, but we have not yet. Okay? And so such a person must integrate, combine together both the perfect view or the pure view and the pure conduct.
Oh yeah, that Naranjo the most songs at the regu amar the yina and around two chamber mever is sunny, Tawa Tashu Nish Nan, Tashu Nish Nani, Tawa the Shavan Yinga, the Sundin Javati Gugris, and Naranjo Kogris, Naranjo Jongris.
Of course, the three Kadama brothers asked that question to Dromtenpa, and Dromtenpa was addressing them directly. But, you know, their conversation or the dialogue and the answer given by Dromtenpa has also relevance to us, although we are not the direct disciples or the audience for his answer, because we are seeking enlightenment and we have interest in spiritual development, so therefore Dhamma's response applies to us.
Oh, no.
And so we need to integrate both the perfect view and the pure conduct.
Yadirji mutu se tawa tan shoba yadirji tawa changba tan shoba tawa meba shen shoba changba shi shoba meba shen tawa changba shi ne te de ne yadirji mutu kar mutu se ne sanji kompa to tu ma res ka nang ba ta dang ying ba shi.
And the great Dhamma says, if you separate the two, yatal means you split it up. You split the pure view from the pure conduct and the pure conduct from the pure view. You just kind of divorce them, separate them, then that won't do. What does he mean by that? Mitu won't do, meaning that, you know, if we only do one of the two, either the pure conduct or the pure view, but not the other, we split it from one another, then we cannot reach complete enlightened state.
Oh, yes. Matus. Ali. Wana, tashu, number taba. Number taba, chita, la, shupe, dayan, kona, sungi. Ana, tindi, in, and tashu, sungi, digu, yana. Ani, tawa, tashu, but nimbuta, and kandikiris, yakindu was.
So then the three brothers asked a subsequent question. He said, okay, if an individual has to integrate the pure view and the pure conduct into his or her spiritual practice, then what are they? Now, what is pure conduct and what is pure view?
No, no. That tembe chen ma kaka nambre, that lindel. Tawa nambre takpa nis. Then Tambre, Chu Tangi, Mubu Jim, Madrupes, you may Tanta, the Takis, Tanta, the Chenta La Sope, Tangi, the Java dollars. Then the needs of Sodan, like I said, Tai Ji, and the New York, the immigration. So then the you entice Grondosi, Menta Kundivichini, and the Taki, Tanta, the Cheta Ni La Sope, Tangi, the Java. You talk of his kind.
Great Dhamma answered, pure view, Tawa number to talk about. The pure view here means that one must realize that in ultimate sense, all phenomena do not exist truly and are free from the extremes such as the eternalism and nihilism and so on. Of course, the so on means that, you know, sometimes in the Buddhist literatures we talk about propounding the view or the nature of phenomena free of you know, many extremes, as many as four different extremes. So I'm not going to go into those here. But here it would, I think, suffice to say that phenomena are free of the two extremes, the extreme of eternalism, meaning a fabrication. They do not exist in the way we fabricate them to exist. That's one extreme. And they are free of the extreme of annihilation or nihilism. That is, that they are not completely non-existent either. Okay. So if we realize that in an ultimate sense, phenomena are free of those extremes, that's what we meant by the perfect view. So in an ultimate sense, as I explained you know, before, that we should understand or realize that all phenomena are free of the extremes of eternalism, fabrication, and nihilism, non-existence. And conventionally, we should understand that all phenomena do exist, just like a dream, like an illusion, like a magical creation. But if you wonder, you know, if phenomena exist conventionally, but they are just like, you know, what we see in the dreams, or they're just like an illusion or magical creation, then can't they serve any purpose? Well, they could, you see. I mean, that's how they serve different functions or the purposes, even as they exist, just like a dream, like a magical creation. Just as there is nothing in our dream that exists in and of itself, and there's nothing in the magical creation that exists in and of itself, no phenomenon exists from its own side inherently in and of itself. So how do phenomena actually exist, if you ask? Is they merely appear to our perceptions, and they are simply or merely imputed by terms and concepts? And that's it. That's how things exist. They are merely imputed, you know, by our conceptual thoughts. So with such understandings and realization, we must not you know, get either angry or attached to any kind of phenomenon. You know, it doesn't mean that we should not think about phenomena, or we should not engage in them. What it means is that we must not, you know, let delusions such as anger and attachment arise in relation to things or phenomena, and then pursue them.
chadang ki yime se ma te gomba te li ma ne na ngo po ka na yime te na te ku ba na ji ta pe che san san tong me ngi zon ri ta te gomba te li san te li ta me na kon ar res
Of course, we do have to engage in phenomena. We have to reflect upon them. You know, otherwise, you know, we, you know, kind of think like, okay, we should not think about anything at all. Don't let any phenomena come into our mind. Then it's just like we are basically closing the door to understanding and realities and knowledge. We're just kind of making ourselves stupid. You know, it's just like, okay, I'm not going to think about anything. I'm just going to, you know, shut my mind down. Well, that's not a, you know, good way to do it. What it really means is that we need to engage in phenomena. We need to reflect upon them, but we should not reflect upon them, you know, under the influence of anger, attachment, and so on.
Malang zaman canda, lekana kan jadi malah macam apa cikgu kita. Pena cuitan je malang zaman tak betul ni ina yang, lenje itu kan lekarbu le itu nampu le itu kan dia sabu intan juga jadi tu malah jundi luar macam kita ni apa tu cikgu kita.
So that is what is meant by the pure view or the perfect view, tawang number tawa in Tibetan. Okay, so now what is the pure conduct, chöpa number dhaba, or the pure behavior, if you will? And then the Dhamma goes on to explain that even though conventional phenomena are just like what we see in the dream, or just like a magical creation, but we must understand the infallibility of the working of law of karma and its results. In other words, that even though conventional phenomena are just like a dream, just like a magical creation, but that does not mean that we can do anything we like and our actions have no consequences. As a matter of fact, that if we do something positive, it will definitely bring positive result, because that is in the law of nature. It never fails to do that. Or if you do something negative, it will bring negative result, because that is in the law of nature. So the law of cause and effect functions, you know, correctly as it is, even though phenomena are just like an illusion.
अने करी चाहिए ना ते लेंडी लंचें को त्वीतादन लेंडी लंचें जेंतों करने जैसे ना मिगी विश्वाल ता मिगी विलेशन मसावे ते का गिवे ले करी चीन को डू कंट्री डू ये ता और तेरी चीन ता शेंगुआरेस
So if our actions, both positive and negative, are consequential, means they do bring you know, positive and negative results, then we really have to pay attention to you know, our conduct. You know, how we, perform actions. And so what we really need to do is we need to engage in positive actions, and we need to stop creating negative actions or getting involved in negative actions.
No, no. That's the end of the day. That's the end of the day. That's the end of the day. Tetar matopis, lendi kita ni kan macam ni kita senji tu jelas matopis, ane senji nana tak senji cembe, ane senji tuan lah cembe kigus tak.
So not only do we need to pay attention to our karmic actions, and we have to apply ourselves properly, you know, in that we do the positive karmas and we don't do the negative karmas, but relatedly. We need to cultivate great compassion for sentient beings who lack understanding of the infallibility of law of karma and actions, who don't understand it, you know, who don't know, you know, how the law of karma functions. No. And with that understanding, that we develop great compassion for sentient beings who lack understanding of law of karma, then we, we engage in actions to benefit them.
Oh, nice. That then dig that tower number top of the seven number top of the young, and then you just send that into a data, that's number top of the young. shangju ji sen namba ni ji la she ba ki la ngang kin jong song je za den de ge ta she namba ta ba ten yani shangju se rambo ji rangju le she be da le den de shangju ji na kun kun zo shangju sen ni ba da rangju le she se be ka sa da zon te ngang ngang chu chu ki ta kan ka si me ba den jong ge res ka na do.
And great Domtapa goes on to say that those who have already generated the two minds of enlightenment, the ultimate mind of enlightenment or ultimate bodhicitta and the conventional bodhicitta or the conventional mind of enlightenment, they will find themselves spontaneously adopting the pure view and the pure conduct.
Well, that the ane nganje das namji ne ndo se ni hares tawa na ba ta se ba na gomba na ba ta se ta gum se na ba ta ba ki ndo se ne han se nang hares.
And I also want to just mention this, that we also sometimes talk about things which are perfect or should be pure. We talk about the pure view, Tawa Nambar Dagba, or the perfect view, Kompa Nambar Dagba, the perfect meditation or the pure meditation, and Chapa Nambar Dagba, the pure conduct or the behavior.
Kare Tawa Tawa Dare Tawa Nambar Dagba Tagas Maris, Tawa Nambar Dagba Tagas Maris,
So the pure view is not any kind of view. It is the kind of view relating to the ultimate nature of phenomena. I try to understand how that view is free of the extremes such as fabrication or eternalism and nihilism or annihilation. So, I mean, what I just explained, it comes to the same, basically that's what it is, the perfect view is.
Ta gomba namba taba krasine, gomba namba taba, gom namba taba yunga shepala, shingwe ta tewa chigu gharis.
So how can we have perfect meditation or pure meditation? But in order for us to have a pure meditation, if you will, our meditation has to be free of laxity and excitement or dullness or mental agitation.
So in
other words, that our meditation should not be influenced by either laxity or excitement. It should be free of those two obstacles.
Tashaba number talk about the Kandi Gurus and Nataka, Tashaba Yarin of Dinis and Tung Yamari. Karin is an Sanji got the timber king. Only Sanji got the timber, Jayaka in Jupiter Gugur.
And pure conduct or perfect conduct just doesn't mean to be to adopt any kind of a nice behavior, just to be polite and nice. It's not that, that much. It really means is that we are adopting Buddha's teachings in our life, that we follow Buddha's words in actions.
Olas atende ki gogo do ta yuna ale tuzo manju chamalo ko tigir ta ka ngai thoe yo mar de ina rembe rembe ta nga jo jong go sambe sambe shu ta bo she ne de la chamba she ke chi mo.
I understand that the things we have talked about, in many ways, maybe above our heads, and we are not yet there, and we couldn't do everything that has been talked about and that we should be doing. But that does not mean that we don't pay attention to these matters at all. These are very matters of great importance, and so we should think about these things, and in whatever ways we can, adopt them, or we can make efforts to, towards them, developing these things. That's what we should be doing.
No, that's. And ngaranso kutenda duji dekpe na, ta, kai chembo ta, sa chembo, shubuji re ti na ngaranso kuta, to ne ne tenju duji majo ba shi ne, ta hanya shubuji ngaranso chamalo shog duwas, tisa tisa te pangbon duwas.
I mean, the things that we talk about are, you know, of utmost importance and meaningful. And as you can see, developing the 2 months of enlightenment and so on, the perfect view, the pure conduct. But in our life is, you know, distracted by many things, and so we do not find time, or we don't make time to cultivate these matters of great importance, and that's what is really, you know, as we think is a sad and unfortunate.
Sengjele nöbe rik tunzu kandi jine rangi lu ta nga ta yi sumke Sengjele nöbe rik tunzu zani maje bashe Ani te pembe rik kandi du dugu nita duye te Narang chamala kusam tangkundus
Sahib, I often you know, remind all of us that in our everyday life we should see that you know, our actions, our body, speech and mind do not harm or hurt anyone. In other words, that we don't physically hurt someone or verbally hurt someone or mentally hurt someone. But on the other hand, that our actions, our body, speech and mind are beneficial and helpful to others.
Honest. That sendenange shawat ngara jo kibu sinduk sin ta ngo ko de was yena ta nyima tik ene ba nezu samalo ngara jo thongwa ta thoba ta tembe gi jo ta samalo beng ga ne ta kasu kan chame jume kil tan du sin le gur was de ri ta ke chame du was
And we are so much consumed by the concerns and the activities of this lifetime. This life has become so important to us that we are caught up with everything to do with this life. But we really need to consider that our day will certainly come, that you know, all these things do not really matter we do in this life, for this life. And at a certain point, it becomes part of our memory. Now we couldn't do any more those things. So we just remember what we did, what we saw, what we heard, what we, you know, said. And that's part of the memory. And now we even couldn't say those things. Then later on, even we couldn't keep the memory. Now the memory fails here, see. So all the things we are caught up with this life at a certain point of time in our life, it is a sure thing that these things really don't matter much.
So the Shiva Shimalaya, dendang ke sagat de tembe yuden jogu marawasti
so I mean whereas you know even the things we do in this life say I mean good and bad all things these are stored in the memory after a while the memory fails and really I mean how you say the things become so insignificant at the end of the life
ona da tenisa ke da ke chechi da ta shimata shimata ante ta dile jawa shimala phembe chwe de and the tamalo ke kechemba yimbe santane do kantu do lusta
So the point I'm trying to make here is that all of us really by looking at this, you know, things from this perspective and considering all this matter I just talked about, we should see that, you know, we need to make efforts, you know, to for our future lives so that, you know, we don't get too much caught up with this life, but we are making efforts for the betterment of our future lives. So we will stop there today, and before we do the dedication, I have two announcements and two prayer requests here. First, I would make an announcement. The Tibetan New Year, we call Losar, is on the February 18th. It's a Sunday. And I believe this is also, this year, the Vietnamese and Chinese New Year fall on the same day. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. So as most of you know, that on the first day of Tibetan Losar of the New Year, we have a simple gathering at our monastery in Long Beach at 7:30 in the morning. Together we do a simple prayer ceremony for the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and for the well-being of all sentient beings. And then we will serve you light breakfast. And usually that's how people go to school and work, but that's a Sunday, so you can hang on, I think, a day. And then at noon, we will have potluck at Veterans Park in Long Beach. And I think there are flyers in the lobby with all this information, so you can take one on the way out. Now, the second announcement is about, I think, the DVDs of His Holiness the Dalai Lama's Pasadena teaching last year that we organized will soon be available. And so in the lobby, there are the order forms. If you would like to have DVDs of that teaching, you can fill in the order forms, and they will soon be available in our bookstore. Okay, so those are the announcements. Now the prayer request. Gary Van Curen has passed away, and prayer has been requested for Gary. And Esperanza Villa is, you know, in advanced age, and she's on her, I think, deathbed. So prayer is requested for her too. And Michael Gleason is, you know, not doing well with his health. So we prayed for his recovery from sickness.
No. Tertiary,
so we have, you know, heard the names of few people here who need our prayers. And for those who have passed away, let us pray and dedicate our prayers so that their good karmas get activated and they find a good rebirth. In the good rebirth, and then in the next life, they will pursue positive actions and spirituality. For those whose health is not doing good, we send our prayers for their good karmas to be activated so that they recover soon from their sicknesses and then pursue positive actions.
Shalom gore jeme jabo to mo jeno ba bo so
sanje to kala gonde de la de
to ba jere do no sanje no ma ni be mo 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 ma ni be
Together we have accumulated merit by way of participating in this teaching. And we dedicate our merit for the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great spiritual masters. May they live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness, flourishes throughout the universe. May spiritual communities be harmonious and be successful in fulfilling their dreams and aspirations, spiritual dreams and aspirations. May these and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, obscuration to liberation and obscuration to omniscient state, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Kesala
is busy today, so he said you could visit him another time.
Thank you.